We are reading in the writings of Baal HaSulam. The article is General Preface. We are continuing from item 10. The study material is on Svivat Avon Yarvut. You can also send questions live through the sites. Anyone asking a question in the study hall should stand up, hold the microphone close to his mouth, and speak loudly and clearly.
Which item are we in? 10?
Item 10.
Please, Moshe.
Item 10. Now we shall explain the issue of the clash of the inner lights with the surrounding lights, since they are tied to one another, which I introduced above in item 5. I shall also bring the Ari's words in Shaar HaKodim, where he himself explains the issue of this clash at length. This is what he wrote in brief. It follows that there are three kinds of light in the expansion of light in the world of HaKodim and its departure back to the emanator. The first light is the light of HaKodim, called tastes. The second is the record of that light, which remains after its departure, and which is called tags. The third is the light that comes to it through the ascent of the Sfirot, at which time it is through the posterior, which is judgment, and is called dots. When the third light, called dots, comes and strikes the second light, called record, which is mercy, they strike and beat on each other. This is because they are opposites. One is direct light, which is mercy, and the other is reflected light, which is judgment. Then, sparks fall from the descending reflected light, which is judgment, and these sparks are another fourth light called letters. These are the four phases: tastes, dots, tags, letters, all of which are included here in the HaKodim. Also, these sparks that fell from the descending reflected light are like the 248 sparks of the breaking of the vessels in the world of Nekudim. Interpreting his words, according to what has been explained above, concerning the order of the expansion of the light in the world of HaKodim. First, the light expands from Ein Sof to the coupling by striking in the screen in the vessel of Malchut. Following, 10 sefirot of reflected light emerge from it, from below upward, as written in item 6. They have an inverse relation, where the upper ones in direct light are below in the reflected light, since in the 10 sefirot of reflected light, the degrees diminish according to the refinement. Thus, Zeranpin, which is purer than Malchut, is of a lower degree than Malchut. But this is so only with respect to the Chokhmah in the 10 Sefirot of reflected light. Bina, which is purer than Zeranpin, was diminished in a degree and possesses only the value of Bina. Chokhmah, which is purer than Bina, diminished in her degree and has only the value of Zeranpin. And Keter has the value of Malchut. But once the direct light and reflected light unite and join together, it creates an equal value where the level of each of the ten sphirot reaches the level of Keter. And the whole of the world of Akudim, the expansion and return of the light of Ein Sof from Keter to Malchut and from Malchut to Keter, and the reflected light that conjoins with a direct light at an equal level through Keter is called the tastes or the first expansion of Akudim. It has been explained above in item 8 that because the inner light dresses in the vessel of Malchut, whose nature is to purify the vessel, it causes the refinement of the screen degree by degree. In the beginning, it receives the refinement as in phase 3. This is considered that the screen rose to Zeranpin. At that time, the light of Ein Sof expands once more from Keter to the screen in the vessel of Zeranpin, and from Zeranpin to Keter. This diminishes the value of the reflected light that rises from the screen to the degree of Chokhmah, similar to the value of Zeranpin, of reflected light. Similarly, the degrees descend in the refinement of the screen through the refinement of the phase of Keter of direct light, at which time the screen is cancelled and the coupling by striking stops. Thus, all this reflected light, which descends from degree to degree until it completely disappears, is called light of dots, because the screen is extended from the point of restriction and hence detains the direct light too from approaching and expanding in it. It is like the middle point of the first restriction that decorated itself and departed the light in it, and assertively chose the refinement from its coarseness in order to equalize her form with the emanator. Hence, this force, the desire to be refined, is imprinted in the screen. Now we shall explain the meaning of the record, the light of tags. It is known that even though the light departs, it still leaves a record behind it. Hence, the first expansion in the world of Akudim, which expanded and returned from Keter to Malchut and from Malchut to Keter, eliciting 10 Sfirot, whose level equals Keter in inner lights, and similarly 10 Sfirot of surrounding light. That vessel as a whole is called vessel of Keter, since all 10 Sfirot were at the level of Keter. Hence, even though this expansion departed once more, a record of it nevertheless remained, keeping and sustaining the previous form there, so it would not be altogether revoked due to the departure of the light. Accordingly, you can see how the light of record, which remained from the first expansion, and the descending reflected light, which is the light of dots, are two opposites, striking and beating one another. This is so because the light of record is strengthened by the first expansion, where the direct light expanded through the screen of phase 4, and wished very much for the screen to remain specifically in coarseness of phase four, since only through the power in the excessive coarseness in phase four does it have the value of the level of Keter. However, the light of dots, the screen itself, intensifies with all its might only to be refined from its coarse light, discerned as judgment. It wishes to be utterly refined and equalize its form with the emanator, since the first beginning of the point of restriction has been imprinted in it, and this is its root.
That is for now what he can tell us. Questions?
No.
Rav, יש לי שאלה על רשימו. מה הכוח של רשימו?
What is the power of the record? And are we allowed to use it?
What do you mean allowed?
Because every time we have to overcome anew. The question is, if I'm using the records, positive records that we had in the work, can I revive them and through them work?
Of course, yes. That's why they are called records.
Ken.
Yeah.
I didn't understand how the clash happened. I thought it was between the surrounding light and inner light, and here it says that the clash is between the record and the dots.
Also the records, also the dots, it's all types of lights. That's why there's no problem here.
So, the clash happens both with the record and with the surrounding light.
Yeah.
And when he talks about the inner light and surrounding light having the same vessel, Malchut, it's not clear why he says that they are connected, because one is outside and the other is...
But they are both actually filling Malchut. They are both fighting over the Malchut. The inner light, the external light. All in all, they feel that the Malchut is what separates between them, and they're fighting in order to fill Malchut.
So, in what are they connected?
In Malchut. They have a tendency to fill Malchut. Soon, we're going to continue. So. Okay. What?
Can it be said that this whole struggle, there are two different intentions that were created here?
Of course, that through that collision between them, they can scrutinize these things to process them.
It's as if there is an intention of the light that comes from above and an intention that comes from the vessel.
Yeah.
And what is the difference between them? Why the collision?
It's a big difference whether the light comes from above from the Creator with the intention of creation, or the light comes from below from the intention of the vessel.
But the light that comes from above, isn't it only good? Isn't it enough for everything to be okay?
Towards who?
Towards the vessel.
Until the vessel refines itself in a way that it understands that it's good, it takes a few actions, as you see.
I also see that the vessel is doing the opposite action. It disagrees with the light that comes.
Right. In order to understand it, in order to scrutinize it, so it must behave in such a way.
And even resist the light that comes?
Yes, because otherwise it won't know how to digest it, what it is. specifically with resistance, they get to know each other, and then they can start performing mutual actions towards the connection. Okay. Okay, PT19.
Good morning, Rav. Good morning, friends. He writes something very interesting. He says that by this, the decrees come down in the refinement of the screen until the refinement in the phase of Keter of direct light, and then begins the screen. And the coupling by striking breaks. What does it mean that the coupling on the screen stops? Why was the screen cancelled? And the coupling by striking stops. What happened?
They don't feel the need to perform an action.
Is there something called correcting one degree out of all the degrees? Does it happen?
That's a matter of the degrees.
Can a specific degree be cancelled?
Yeah.
As if it's the end of correction in that degree?
Not the end of corrections. Don't say these words.
But in that degree?
In that degree, yes.
What happens with it? Why was the screen cancelled?
Always, when we want to ascend to a higher degree, the previous degree, in our eyes, gets cancelled. Kiev 1.
What does it mean that the created being raises reflected light? How does it happen?
Values the reflected light, and in that way connects it to its action.
Не понял. А что значит продлевает отраженный свет?
I don't understand. What does it mean that it values the reflected light?
Values it, meaning that it wants to be more and more in that reflected light. That's what brings the created being closer to the creator.
How does the created being, or we, through the unity in the ten, can raise reflected light? How do we do it?
Through the connection between us, that we want to connect all our tendencies towards the creator together, that's what we do.
А теперь, что значит, что отраженный свет — это наше намерение, встречает прямой?
What does it mean that the reflected light, our intention, meets the direct light?
There's a clothing and a filling that we want to clothe on one another.
Так, а где мы здесь берем прямой свет? Как мы его с ним входим в контакт и облачаем?
From where do we take the direct light? How do we come in contact with it, and how do we clothe them on each other?
We discern in all the actions that come towards us what comes from above and what comes with it, from within. And that's how we can tell the difference. USA, SF, San Francisco.
With increasing refinement, does the reflected light increase, or who say, does it increase with increasing refinement?
Yes, but not instantly. First this, then that.
Moshe, Ken.
Yeah.
He explains here about the tanta, the tags and tastes, and there are two actions of the inner light and the refinement. That's somehow clear. Relating to the coupling, and then there's the clash. What are the two other actions? What happens? Yes, what is it? Another coupling?
There are many couplings. Just ta'amim, nekudot, tagim, otiyot are four lights that expand from the entrance of the general light into the vessel through rejection, attraction, That's how we discern between those lights, the four lights, Tanta.
So the first two lights, the entry and the refinement, correspond to the coupling that happened in the screen of the Rosh, of the Pertzuf. Right?
Tamim, tastes, yes, all from above downward. Nekudot, dots, is already from below upward.
And the next phase is another coupling in the Rosh, or?
No. Those are already records that remain from those actions. Tamim, nekudot, tagin, and otiot. Tags and letters are the records from the tags, and from the letters they remain in the vessel, and from them the vessel on the next degree is made of.
The tags, what are the tags? Tagin tags, you're saying it's not a coupling, what is it?
It's the light of the keter.
The light of keter that is suddenly felt in the vessel?
Yeah, suddenly felt in the vessel when the vessel performs the action.
And it feels this light only after all the light that was there was refined, right?
I didn't understand.
There is the first entry and the refinement, and only then are the tags felt?
Yes, the records. The records from the tags and the records from the letters.
The records from the tags, the first records that go up, they're like a memory of the entry of the light?
You could say that, but let's not start defining it in our words. Soon it'll be...
Rav, אפשר שאלה כללית על ה... Can I ask a general question about? He writes here that all this work of the system is in order to bring the vessel into equivalence of form with the emanator.
So,
now, why was there a need to break this system?
It's not to break, it's to understand how it works. The Creator is performing these actions, all of them are done by the Creator. So we can understand also from the side of the vessels, also from the side of the lights, the records and the tanta, that will understand what we're made of.
But we just read, this creation is perfect. It is filled with light. Then it begins to perform all those operations in order to reach the root, and then something that comes out and breaks. Now that too is equivalence of form, and that is equivalence of form. So what is the difference between these two states?
I don't know what this is equivalence of form, and that is equivalence of form, and the difference between those states. I don't understand that.
Equivalence of form in that. Here at the end of this item, he writes that the vessel reaches equivalence of form with the emanator. At the end of item 10, he writes, and the state where the vessel tried to reach equivalence of form but broke eventually. So now that too is the state. We also know that there's a desire for equivalence of form, but it's a completely different state. That we are infinitely far.
Can somebody help him? What, Niv?
What I understand that Shlomo is asking is that we see here a perfect process of equivalence of form, of an attempt to reach equivalence of form with the light.
Yeah.
Why was there a need to break it? Why is it not enough? It becomes equal. We read that it became equal to its root.
So
why was there a need to add another process here of shattering?
in order to understand the foundations and the reasons.
And the foundations and the reasons are not clear here?
No.
What's added in this process that's added after the breaking?
After the breaking, we reveal all the details. The shattering is a revelation. It's not that something happened by chance or because there's some malfunction, but it's in order to scrutinize. It's like in science, let's say. When we, in order to scrutinize something, we need to analyze the whole, meaning to take apart each and everything that's before us in order to understand the reasons for everything.
What's the benefit in all those details?
To understand the reasons. In the end, without that, we can't understand the whole process. Without that, we can't incorporate in Him. Without incorporating in Him, we can't give contentment to the Creator.
So, the reason seems to be clear here, from phase four and lack of equivalence of the first inequivalence of form, so the reason is clear. Will to receive, will to bestow, that's a general reason. Why is there a need for endless more details, which are eventually also will to receive and will to bestow, but in myriad ways? Why is it like that?
No, it's not like that. Here you're talking about forces in creation. And after they connect between them and shatter, one because of the other and that in front of the other. So in that, you already start getting from them all the details in order to build yourself before the Creator.
And is there no building of the bestow here?
No, not yet. We still didn't get to all those details that from them you can build creation in the stages of correction.
It sounds like something very fundamental was added here.
It's just as you... Just as you take a toy or a bicycle, I don't know what you had there in childhood, and you take it apart, and then you try to gather it back together. From this, you can understand how it works and why every part is important and how they're connected between them.
Thank you.
They both got it.
You
have to speak more about bicycles.
But it's not clear from the explanation why bringing contentment to the Creator is not enough if I don't know the process, but I simply receive. Why did the vessel have to know the system and then to bring contentment to the Creator?
Until the vessel doesn't know the essence of its actions, how each and every action comes one out of the other, how they connect between them, so it can't give contentment to the Creator, because specifically by that He bestows.
It's not clear why. Why? By knowing and participating, it means I'm bringing more contentment than if I simply receive as the Creator wanted it initially.
No, you don't. You can't. By one action, that it will be including everything without you feeling the essence of every action in action. Without that, you can't give contentment.
Can we use as an example a child who is playing a game and is enjoying himself as opposed to a grown-up?
Let's say the mother did something for the child, so she adds all kinds of flavors and all kinds of things, and it has to be warm or cold to the right measure and more, just so that child will enjoy what she is giving him. That is actually, you can't just take a I don't know, pot and throw it before the kid. She has to give it to him with a teaspoon and hot and cold and everything that
this the Creator gives, but the little child doesn't understand. It just receives the final result and enjoys it.
Yeah, but the mother that gives to him, she's the one enjoying, especially what she's giving.
Right. But now, so it seems like the Creator gets contentment from giving to us and the child receives. But here we have a child who has to understand the heat, the cold, and all the details.
Yes, as much as the Creator is inserting his love in the refreshments that the child receives, that is what the child has to enjoy. Eventually, he's not enjoying the food itself, but the Creator's attitude towards him. He has to see the difference between these two things.
And the relation becomes clearer and better when we understand the distance, the details.
It completely neutralizes, disconnects one from the other. The main thing that the Creator is giving, and then by that, he starts feeling not what he's receiving in that portion, but what the Creator wants to give him in that portion, the inner light in that. And then
it receives a desire, the desire of the Creator.
The relation, the attitude.
Thank you very much.
Yes.
So why is it that after this whole process there was another breaking and we fell to a place of no consciousness altogether?
In order to scrutinize exactly the Creator's relation towards us and from that to build our relation towards the Creator.
It's like the whole process that we're talking about here, we don't remember it now, and we have to build it from scratch. From scratch, we have to reconstruct it even though we don't know where we're going. It's like building from scratch. Why?
We think it's from scratch, but it's just the next degree. On every degree, you receive it as new.
What is the main innovation that we can say about the degree where we are now, where we have no knowledge?
It's foundations.
What is it?
That if before what was important for you was the taste, the flavors, so now the Creator's relation towards you is important. And then, as much as you can receive that relation in the right way, until we reach a state that to the extent that we relate, and according to that, me from my beloved, it's called, so I feel as much as he gives to me.
Ken.
Yeah.
What does it mean to scrutinize the Creator's relation toward me?
As much as he has information, conditions, to begin with how he created me, as much as by that he wraps me in all that attitude and that relation in everything.
How does a person perform this scrutiny of the Creator's relation toward him?
By yearning to connect to the Creator, he starts feeling as much as the Creator is yearning towards him. And in that way they connect, in the way that each one is drawn to the other. And then between them, there's already a complete connection.
But what is the purpose of this act of scrutiny if in the work the feeling is that the Creator's relation toward me is negative? And I have to say about that, about reason, that he is good and does good and his relation is perfect, etc.
So not relating that to the Creator, but we're relating it to our nature. The Creator's relation towards us is the good that does good, and there's no limit to His good. And we are in the form that we receive it in the opposite way, in order to be able to measure ourselves and check ourselves, because the advantage of light comes from the darkness.
Thank you.
Okay. Yeah.
Latin 14 and women Ross. They're asking from the quote, this reflected light that descends from degree to degree until it completely disappears, called the light of dots, because it extends from the point of restriction. So where does the light disappear to, and why does it disappear?
The light disappeared to its root. Because there's no vessel here, there's no one here to value it, to appreciate it. Meaning the Creator is holding the light until the created being will connect all the conditions in order to discover it correctly.
And what does it mean that the screen is extended from the point of restriction?
The point of restriction is the reason for the screen. After the restriction, the created being wants to work only through the screen, in equivalence of form with the light.
From Merkaz 1, they're asking, what actions in the group are regarded as reflected light?
Everything that we can connect between us and aim ourselves to the Creator.
That's it. Thank you for now.
Yeah.
Would it be correct to make this comparison where the pleasure that is received from their food is like the world of Nikudim, and their pleasure that's received from the attitude is something else? I don't know how to say it.
So let's let it go for now. If you can't say so, it's still, it'll be scrutinized better later. Okay? So we have PT 17.
Thank you, Rav. He talks about departure and return to the end of the emanator, three lights in the emanator. And then he talks about lights that clash with one another, dots and records. So what is he talking about? The records from the exit of the lights?
Lights and records is the same thing.
Yes, but he talks about records and dots that clash with one another.
Yeah.
So what is it? Is this regarded as the clash between the inner and the surrounding? You could say that it's the same. It's similar.
So we said that the records in the guf of the patsuf is in malchut, that it comes from the tastes in the vessel. And here he's talking about tastes that are supposedly when the lights exit.
I don't understand what you're saying. In the exit of the lights, it's not tastes, it's dots.
But he calls it records or beating. So why is it called a record?
Because records depart.
And then
it comes into a new coupling by striking.
And this beating between the dots and the records.
Yes.
Why is it called surrounding in the internal?
It is similar to surrounding and in inner light. Similar. Okay. Moshe. What else do we have, Moshe?
We have selected excerpts about Yom Kippur.
So let's go.
So,